Microphone check.
You're not playing an ad?
No, it's not coming through.
Oh, welcome to live radio. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on TKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Farrell. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening. Farrell, the floor is yours.
Blessed melanated rising. So grateful for life. I just want to thank life. I'm just calling in the ancestors right now. I ask that today's show, let it be very educational, let it be very entertaining, let it be empowering for all our listeners. I'm sending out that energy of love, light, unity, positivity, joy, peace, good health, and just general just upliftment. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe, ashe. It is a impromptu morning as where our music is not coming through, but that's okay. Sometimes it happens, and who knows, it may come through after, right? With a little jiggling and wiggling, we will be okay. But let's talk about our weeks. Gina, how was your week?
I had a pretty good week. It was very socializing. I spent a lot of time with some family, and my highlight of the week was coming opening night at the Pub St. Pierre.
Hey.
Okay. Woo! I ate to my delight, to my full content. I was there looking at the menu, trying not to order everything. So that was super blessed. I was glad to see some old faces and some new ones. And so shout out to the pub. Because honestly, I don't know what it is. Every time I come to the pub, it's like,
that is good. That is good. P, how was your week?
My week was good, but I feel like I had a bunch of rants. Like,
okay, well, you know, you got time, so like, go for it.
Okay, and like I have to say, this it is a little awkward. No background.
It is a little awkward out the background music, really, but you know what? Don't worry, we are gonna get it done. So, anyways.
Okay, so yeah, so let me see. So, all right, so first off, today they're bussing children off to go get vaccinated. That's interesting.
Is that today?
That's happening on the South Shore. Okay, I don't know.
There you go. There's a sound effect for you.
Thanks,
you're
Trish.
Welcome.
I appreciate
no problem.
That.
No, I got you.
So, yeah, so that is like, okay, I'm still somewhat neutral-ish. I'm not sure how to feel about it.
Okay.
It's kind of, you could just, it's odd, but without throwing crazy things out there, I'm just going to just send positive energy. Hope for the best. I know those who are doing it, who are vaccinating themselves and vaccinating their children, they're doing it because they feel it is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, so I'm not, I don't want to judge anybody for, you know, doing what they feel is
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, I'm still just, you know, a little concerned, a little bit weary about the whole thing. And I just find life goes in these cycles. And I just feel that, you know, we're in a situation where, okay, I don't want to say it like this, but I'm just going to say it like this. We kind of have crazy people running the world, right? And I'm going to say it and explain why I say this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the 215 children that were found, or bodies that were found, is still in the back of my brain. I can't ignore that.
Right.
And then when you really think about the powers that were involved in that, we're talking the government,
mm-hmm.
we're talking the school system, and the religious system.
I hear you.
The world's been run by crazy. Okay.
So
that's all I'm saying is just
saying.
You know, it's just we have to be mindful of that, and just, you know, sometimes it is a value to kind of go with your intuition, go with your vibe, because you can't always. I want to say, can't always trust what is, you know, kind of being offered to and being put in your face. You can't really trust these medias that are pumping out and they have their own agenda, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's on one level.
All right,
but then I have a next level.
Okay, of course you have another level.
Just a next.
Of course you do. What is it? What's the next level, sir?
I'm glad it's early. I'm sure only I'm sure not a lot of people listen. So look,
but they will listen after. You don't understand. We do this early, but a lot of people listen after.
That's true.
And the feedback. Jesus. It's good, anyways. Right.
So P-Game. So now I was listening to my favorite podcast. Now I have a favorite podcast all of a sudden.
Coffee Chronicle? No, play it. Play it. It's not even a podcast. That's your second favorite.
That's
right?
My second favorite.
Thank you.
No, but it's what's it called? Moonlight Special? Moonlight Delight? You know.
Jesus, he doesn't even know the name of his favorite.
It's my favorite.
It's his favorite, and you don't know the name of your favorite podcast.
Dave Chappelle. Exactly. Thank you. There's Chappelle and Yasin Bey and the other guy.
The other guy. Sorry. Don't Talib you Kweli? Love the way Farrell
Talib Kweli?
Thanks, Talib.
I love the way he explains
that
it.
That was rude.
The other guy.
You guys, they're not even a point. That's why I'm just sorry.
It's totally a point. Okay, if you're go ahead.
If you're going to share correctly.
I know. You want to know who's on the show.
Granted. All right. So listen to the show, and there was a very good point that was brought up. And it was the fact that a sign of evolution in man is being able to be successful, acquire what you need to be successful in life without having to hinder another person.
Amen. I like that. You know, that's like my motto.
It's like I had to take a dramatic pause.
Right.
Because if you think about what that means.
Right.
If you look at the powers that be right now, I have not seen them be able to get their success without hindering the success of
somebody
others,
else. Yeah.
Which means they're not evolved beings. Mm. We're dealing with primitive beings, people who are not thinking forward.
I like that.
So it's like, now let me give you another context.
Mm-hmm. You were preaching this morning.
It's been one of these weeks.
So all right.
Now, on our website, you guys check it out, ofccommunity.com. If you go in there about a section, and you know what, maybe I'll play it if we get some audio working sometime.
We will.
There's on the About Us section, last tab, it's What is Melanin? Okay. Click on that. There's a short little video. It's like maybe three to five minutes.
Right.
And it breaks down melanin.
Okay.
Melanin is like it's for lack of a better term, it's almost like a superpower, right? Melanin is like, there's melanin in everything, right? But melanin gives you an advantage. Okay, because it gives you a physical advantage,
yes,
a mental advantage. Mm-hmm. Melanin is a very, very, very powerful thing.
Right.
We are melanin dominant.
Yes. Yes.
Let 100% that sink in.
I'm saying, yeah.
We are melanin dominant.
Right.
Okay. And we're dealing with inferior beings.
True. Okay.
There's a gap there. We actually shouldn't be in the scenarios that we are, because we are melanin dominant. I just don't think we realize it.
Okay.
And I think as a people, guys, it's time that we start just claiming and accepting our dominance, accepting who we are. Getting past, like, they conveniently coined a term called white supremacy.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Now think about this. Understand the power in words. Right. Mm-hmm. So now we're constantly giving somebody else power over us.
Right.
We're saying you're supreme over us. We're saying mentally we're giving you that power.
Right.
I think it's time that we abolish that. Understand that we're dealing with white inferiority.
Love it.
And like that we are melanin dominant people. I'm gonna leave it like that.
I like that. Okay. All right. I'm clapping for you because that was some stuff. That was good. All right. And as for yourself, how are you doing internally, sir? Everything is okay?
Well, you know, aside from that, like, I'm enjoying the weather's good.
Weather's kind of cold. Yeah. What do you mean the weather's good? It didn't rain the other day. What do you mean talking about the weather's good?
When I see sun and I don't see snow, sister, I'm gonna say the weather's good. I'm gonna say the weather's good.
Okay.
But anyways, maybe in the community updates later, we'll talk about some fets and stuff coming up. Because I don't know. I've been seeing some stuff online, and I'm getting excited for.
You're getting excited for parties. All right, that's good. So my week, I find personally, the week is going really fast. The days are going fast. You guys feel that way?
Totally.
Absolutely.
I don't know how we became mid-June.
Right? Like, honestly, I don't know. I just remember paying all my rent. Like, I don't know. I just was like, well, wait, just paid. Anyway, so there's that. So I did a late Coffee Chronicles lately, and it was about a woman feeding her dog while she was making bacon cake.
Yeah. I seen that. Wow. That was so wild.
You said bacon cake?
I said bacon cake. Yeah. So she, what happens is, I know like you guys are, and some of you guys have animals, some of our people. She said she was, so what happens is she's wrapping the bacon, right? And then after she's like, oh, first of all, you got to feed your dog. And she took her hand that she was touching the meat with and put that hand in the dog's mouth, took it out, and proceeded to touch the food. Yeah, yeah. Go and watch my latest episode of Crapper Chronicles. I got some backlash because of it. They're like, oh, you're against dogs. Listen.
What? You got back? Who gave you that backlash?
People that watch the video people. On YouTube. No, no, it's not under the comments. They come in my DMs and stuff
but you know
like
what?
That.
I went to Burger King, Harvey's, right. And then I ordered a veggie burger,
okay,
right?
Cool.
And it was on the same platter, as, like on the same grill as the regular meat.
Right.
Yeah. And they're just like, yeah, but the heat is at like XYZ, so it's fine.
That's what's happening.
So she's going to bake it. Maybe in her mind, she says like the Harvey's people, like it's fine.
Perhaps,
it's going to bake.
Perhaps that's exactly what she thinks. But to me, it's utterly nasty. Like I don't, people would argue and say, you know, a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth. And I've heard that several times before, but I still don't want dog saliva mixed with my bacon or my food or any kind of food it is. I mean, before I go on, how do you guys feel about that? Watch the video first of all. You will see it.
Oh, no,
but
see
I mean,
it.
But I see dogs licking their backside. I don't know.
So as an animal family, saying. I know you guys do have pets and stuff like that.
Two,
are
yes.
your dogs in the kitchen with you when you're cooking?
My dogs are in the kitchen, period.
No, the dogs are not allowed in the kitchen.
Kitchen,
okay.
Period.
That's Will, do you have any? I think you had. I'm not sure if you had any pets or anything like that.
I'm not
okay.
A pet person. I got
oh,
brothers.
Yeah, that's true.
I got siblings.
I got brothers.
I got siblings.
They were the pets.
But if you did have a pet, would your pet be in the kitchen with you?
No, I mean, I've been in a relationship where partner had pets and no
that's a no for you
no,
like
no.
Cat like people have like I but that's
yeah.
what I did
and she was happy
eat
about
by
it
everybody you can't just go
well
eat
this
by
is what
people.
The Coffee Chronicles was about I don't eat by any and everybody because you can't be serious ma'am you cannot be serious now I have another question just to elaborate do your animals sleep in the bed with you guys
I've had my dogs sleep at the foot of the bed before.
Like in your bed, like on top of it?
Yeah.
So if they're at the foot of my bed, then they're on top of the bed.
No, I'm just, I could, it, like, it I have a hard time visualizing that whole thing.
No, like I had some well-trained dogs. Soldier used to get to sleep at the foot of my bed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, Soldier's a giant dog. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, he was allowed.
Yeah.
But I kept my dogs clean, too. Like, we washed our dogs and all these
yeah.
different things, too.
Yeah.
And Soldier was a
boss.
You
guys are a little bit different. I think you guys are different pet owners.
No dogs on the bed, bro. That's nuts.
Okay.
Crazy things. Like, I just feel because in, like, we have pits and mastiffs and stuff, right?
Okay.
So I just, like, there's also a dominance thing where it's like, nah, bro. You hold your corner there on
right.
the floor.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I'll give you mad love and that. But no, you're not getting on my bed. That's
okay. Yeah. And Will, when you were in your relationship with your cat or dog, I don't know.
When you were in your relationship.
I mean, you know what I mean? When he was in a relationship with the gal that had the cat or the dog, were they in the mix of the mélange?
Nah.
No.
I haven't done it in my adult life, but the thing is, if you just wash it, you can. Yeah, like if you went outside and you did the roll around the grass thing,
right.
Nah, we're not doing that today.
Well, it's her animal. She would know.
I know if it went outside.
Well, no, going outside, but how do you know it was rolling on the ground and everything?
I'm dirty.
She's my dog.
Owner? Because she's the owner.
This is when someone who doesn't have a pet answers.
You know, I'm just like, okay. Because she's the owner. She would know if her dog, she's holding the dog on the leash. She would know if it's rolling. Right, I don't know.
I can see it.
You can see it. All right. Nextly, since we still have time, I don't know, guys. I touched this last week, but I'm still tired of the fake woke people. I'm very happy that you're not one of them, P, because when you speak and it's real and you mean it and you don't get off air. And then become an a-hole. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, I mean, you care for certain things and you don't, but like, you're forward with it. You're not sneaky with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired
of the people who shed love and light, and it's like, you're still throwing shade. I just can't. It's like, pick one, please, and stop doing it. It's very annoying. I get that. I've been getting it. Not in my face, but indirectly. You know what I mean? I work with people who do graphic design. I don't know if you guys know that, but I do that on Mondays and stuff like that. And it's just like, wow, there's a lot of love and light and shade. And these are the people who refer to you as queen and king. And it's just like, no, you can't say that stuff if you're throwing shade, darling. You can't.
Are we naming names?
I was going to say.
No, because this is a company that pays my rent. So no. No, I mean, listen, I teach their graphic design classes, and I do the graphic design for them. I won't name the name of the company. It's around here, though. Right. But because I used to work there, right? Okay, but jeez Louise. Whoa, it's annoying. Mm. So, guys, get it together. Mm. And everything other than that, everything is blessed. Hello to my parents and family, because my dad always says I don't shout him out. You don't shout me out, Daddy.
No,
I love you. And mom, too. I love them. I love them. All right. And they always, and my family and friends who always give us feedback on the show. Now, like I tell you guys, people listen. They may not be listening now, but they do listen later.
Well, we love them for that.
So, and they give us our feedback, and we've been doing very good.
Can we make an attempt to just do a little musical mix?
We totally can. So try to play the thing that he
thinks. Let's do this. I'm excited.
Let's do that. You can do it.
Let me see.
I told you you're going to get it.
All right, come on.
Speaking into existence.
Drum roll. Wait, switch this. Put this in. Dun, 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 dun.
I could beatbox.
Grand Rising, my kings and my queens.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Want to know something?
We go better again.
That's right.
Fred, no. We must celebrate.
I said, wake up. You're dead on the wake up list. Let's go.
Don't stop. For the love of friends, so don't stop. For the love of traveling, don't stop. For the love of bacchanalists that we want, I ain't getting on by. For the love of culture, don't stop. For the love of soca,
yeah!
Don't stop.
want you, yeah. I is a man need you.
Lord,
girl, time change everything, everything. You are my everything, come give me everything. I know you miss the smell of cologne and cigarette, cigarette, bread. And girl, come and perform for me. Wind down low and perform.
This is DJ Bobby K. For you to get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. Let's have some fun.
Check it out.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
One thing we've all learned from COVID-19 is that something small can spread quickly, like a ripple. If enough of us do our part by getting vaccinated, we can start a wave. A wave of Canadians helping each other return to the people and places we love. We can all help by getting vaccinated. Learn more at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
All right, so that was DJ Bobby Payne with his soca mix that we thoroughly enjoyed back here. I was jamming, mm-hmm. But you know what? We're going to do it different today after the mix we normally start talking about our week. But this time, we are going to do this week's headline. So we're going to start off with a hair salon being racially profiled in Villamart. Now, you guys got to get this story 100% because when I first heard it, I was like, excuse me, yeah. I mean, what's new in the city of Montreal? But all right, so let me get into it. Okay, so the owner of a black salon plans to file a racial profiling complaint against Montreal police after two officers showed up to her business unannounced and without a warrant and asked if she sold liquor on the premises. Stephanie Odia, who owns a salon on Monk Boulevard in the city's southwest borough, said the officers came in last Thursday evening while her brother was taking out black garbage bags from the back of the shop and putting them out front. Much of the interaction was caught on Odia's security camera. At one point, when Odia's brother walked back into the shop, the officers trailed him. So they came in and they were basically like, do you sell liquor here? You could see it. Like, there's a video camera there. And she's like, no, I don't sell liquor here. And then they started asking her for her information in terms of her license for her business, in terms of, you know, who she is, what she does. But mind you guys, what's funny about this story is, remember I said there were liquor bottles. There's an SAQ on one side of the salon and there is a bar on the other side of the salon.
Oh, okay. So there are, okay, good. I'm glad that you're painting the picture.
You guys
properly.
Go in because I love to hear you guys' feedback. Go.
So you guys know how I talk about my Montreal braider?
Montreal.
Your Montreal braider. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So this is her. This
Steph.
Is my Montreal braider. Oh. This is Steph Woods. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wickedest braider in Montreal.
Hey, hey, go Stephanie.
Oh. I saw it on her live. She was mentioning it, and then she did an interview, and then they tried to paint her like she was trying to victimize herself.
Wow!
And so she said she was gonna release the full, because they edited the interview.
Of course,
she did, obviously.
Yes.
So she's gonna pull that through, and she's just like, I'm continuing on with my complaints and stuff. And they just basically saw a black man come in, and he went to go get the garbage out and put it out, and they came in like there was a fire in there.
Yes, they like barged in.
One went in, and the other one came in like, what I miss?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
What I miss?
And hands on, you know, their normal
was popping.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you see them clearly doing hair. They still had people in the chair, and they were doing hair.
Right.
Wow.
And, right. So there was a fellow that was there when it happened. Do you know the gentleman that was there when it happened? He was actually on the news as well, and he said that the way that they came at her was so hard.
The other thing too is that so it was hard for her to get the permits that she needed for this place. It took months for it. Yeah. She had everything in line, and the city was just waiting.
Of course.
And so she had to wait for that. And then she's like, since she's been there, there has not been one week when there wasn't something.
With the police.
Not necessarily with the police, but like just like something. In the neighborhood, and this, whatever it is. Like, and like she is... Like I mean, I just started going there because it's by the Monk Metro Station, guys. No,
you know what I'm talking about? So you know, you guys better know. Gina goes there.
I drive.
Exactly. Well, I've been drive, there too. So. I go. You know what? I go there. I'm not gonna lie. I know what the Monk's about.
It's not an area I was very familiar with.
Right.
I don't see much black people when I go on that street outside of her salon. Okay. So. I can't speak too much on that, but she says there's been something going on every single week.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. Like I think something like this, like. Well, one, has she contacted CRA? Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I would love to have her on. Because
like, this is community news. Like, shoot, we should have her call in and really share her version of the story. If she can, maybe next week or whatever the case, it'd be awesome to hear her version of the story properly. Because this is it. Like, people need to know what's really popping. Like, because we can't trust these media to get get our news out.
Exactly. And that sucks. It just sucks. You know, like, seeing that video, it hurt me. So I was like, damn, that's not cool.
I don't know. Just when is enough? When is it going to stop?
Like, again, we always ask this question, but it's like, geez, like, it's even if we find a solution, I just feel like there's going to be something to stop our solution. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
It goes back to what I said at the beginning. We're dealing with primitive beings. And amen. We need to understand that.
Amen. All right. So the next one, I thought this was important because we have a lot of melanated nurses in the community. So Quebec Nurses Union reaches a deal with provincial government. The deal covers salaries and working conditions and must be approved by the rank and file over the next few weeks. Quebec Treasury Board President Sonia Lebel and Provincial Health Minister Christian Dubé praised the agreement. Lebel says it is time to look forward and work together to modernize our health network to benefit the population. G, I know your mom, you said she works as a nurse, so how do you feel about that?
The thing is, my mom's no longer a nurse. She's retired.
Oh, she was. I know she was in the health.
But at the end of the day, I'm always on the nurse's side.
Right.
No matter what happens, they're overworked, underpaid, and I'm always on the nurse's
Absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely.
And yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, at least they came to an agreement. So, I mean, it still has to be approved, but we'll see what happens. Pete?
No, I'm all for it. Like anything that basically just gives more support, power, wealth, happiness, longevity to these nurses that are doing the do. Like, I'm all for it. Like,
all for that.
I believe... The same thing to me. You got to take care of your star player, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing as running a sporting team. You got to make sure your star players are properly compensated because that's who's on the front line.
Talk about it.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to move into some local black excellence. Stephanie Henry King is a candidate for city council announced by Balarama Wholeness last week. So according to the news report, it says yesterday morning, Mouvement Montreal presented its candidate for city council in Le Sud-Ouest, St. Henry, Little Burgundy, PSC, Point St. Charles, excuse me. Stephanie Henry King, born and raised in Little Burgundy. King is a social activist and a political science graduate from Concordia University.
Yeah, ooh. Awesome.
And it's beautiful too. Her last name tends to be the same as mine, but we are not related.
I'm trying to understand. So, okay, so she is... hold on. So she's running with Balarama.
That's correct.
I love it.
He's the one who announced it on Mouvement Montreal's Instagram page. And yeah, it's like, it's nice to see. It's just beautiful to see.
I think she's awesome.
I'm really loving, like, because I follow the Mouvement Montréal, and there's a lot of information that's put out there. And me being now really, like, very interested in following and understanding politics, like, it's giving it breaks it down very simple and digestible. So shout out to Balarama for that.
Oh, and man. I would like to have her on air too.
That would be dope. All right, so we're going to continue with the black excellence in our city. Roots and home are important to Montreal's Tanisha Collins, who will be starring next to Kevin Hart in this week's release of Fatherhood. So with her roots firmly planted in Montreal, Tanisha Collins is already making big strides as a screen, television voice, and stage actress, and is looking forward to greater triumphs in the film and entertainment industry. The fast-rising star, who began acting at the age of 8, recently landed a role in the upcoming Hollywood blockbuster film Fatherhood, starring Kevin Hart in his role as a single father whose wife dies only hours after giving birth. But I think it's good for Montreal because, I mean, we got our stars on screen. That's what's up.
Yeah, so that was okay, because I remember seeing like a bunch of clips when Kevin Hart was here in Montreal and
right,
stuff like that.
Remember? So that's what it was for. How are you guys feeling about our stars on screen?
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. That was a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all.
We have a lot of talent.
Trust me. It's good as it's just getting that recognition. But can I just throw something in real quick?
Absolutely.
I was watching a thing on Netflix, a Kevin Hart thing. Don't F this up. Did you guys see
Remember
it?
Remember we talked about that? We didn't really.
Well, that's the thing. So, like, but what I had watched the it was the first time I watched the whole thing. There's like five or six episodes.
This is the one where they go behind the scenes of his life, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Mm. Yeah, and that's okay. So, because I feel like I watched the first episode, right? And I wasn't feeling it, but this time, like, I watched all like five or six,
right?
And it was I have to say, I'm not mad at it. It showed, like, I feel a reality
of who he is.
About who Kevin is, we're on a first name basis like that. Okay. So it showed that
it's Mr. Hart,
but it just showed the real of really what he goes through. And well, I really appreciate when they give a shout out to Montreal because they did all over.
But he's always shout out Montreal because they put him on from the
Just for Last.
Just for Last.
That's
big
right.
Time, big
That's
time.
True. Yeah.
But there was a part of it where and this is like for artists and stuff out there. Like, there was a reality that when you are a celebrity and your talent is feeding X amount of people, there's a certain level of pressure that you're on constantly.
Yes.
I never really wrapped my brain around until I really watched, like, you know, like my younger brother's an artist and he performs and stuff, but he has other businesses that allow, like, you know, so he doesn't only have to depend on the music,
right
so I never, you know, like, I guess had that perspective. I was just looking at an artist, understanding that, yo, actually you have mad people that are relying on just your talent. So if you mess up, and the big highlight was when he messed up with the with the gay jokes that he was making back in the day, it really did impact his business,
of course,
like heavily, yeah. You know, and just to see the reality of what that is, like, I had to kind of, you know, to like take my hat off to him. I understand what he went through and what he's going through, and I feel like it was a rough thing for him.
Yes.
But mind you, I have to say, by the end of the documentary, I feel like he lost a little bit of steam. Like, I feel like
he did.
I feel like that thing took, like, that experience and him not doing the Emmys and stuff like that, I feel like that really took a little bit of wind from his sails.
So I totally get what you're saying.
Well, I didn't watch it because, I mean, I heard such low reviews. Mm. I was just like, okay,
yeah.
So I didn't even realize it was a whole episode thing. But it's this idea of, because I'm with these artists and entertainers where they're kind of like, when did I become the role model?
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I want to practice my craft does not mean that automatically I need to be your role model.
Right.
That's not their responsibility.
Yeah.
And we keep putting that responsibility on them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's added pressure.
Yeah.
Nah. Right? And like, ultimately, you Malcolm X, Malcolm Little.
Okay.
Right.
There's things that we do in our past.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't let someone grow from it, and if you want to go dig up what someone did 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And if they're the same person today, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, like, look at the whole sheet. Look at the whole career.
I agree with that.
Don't go looking and digging for things, because I promise you, we can go digging in
everybody's
anything.
Absolutely.
And find something.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I think that's unfair treatment on all parts. Not because it's Kevin, not because he's black.
Right.
I think that's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I just think that goes in line with what you said earlier. We have to step on somebody's toes in order to get forward and stuff like that. I think that goes in line with that. We're going to move it forward because I want to get into the goals and affirmations soon. So I don't know about you guys, but y'all feel like the gas price has been going up and all that stuff, grocery prices and all that good old stuff?
Of course.
Want to know?
I don't go anywhere. My gas, I'm good on gas.
You good on gas?
I got a V4.
No.
You good on gas? All right. Well, I mean, for those who have been feeling it, Canada's inflation rate rises to its highest level in a decade at 3.6%. So rates look especially high because of May 2020 was a low point for the economy, but things are heating up. So they're saying the price of everything is going up. Groceries, gas, everything you could possibly think of. And rent, of course. Are you guys, I know G said you wasn't feeling it too much, but are you feeling it, P? Are you feeling it? Will, Kaya, how are you guys feeling about that?
The thing is, our cost of living is increasing and revenue is decreasing, unless you're already part of the small percentage of people who are in the wealthy, right? So the wealthy are getting richer.
Mm.
The middle class are becoming poorer, but it's also by design. Right? Oh, Biggie. Okay. Also by design. So, no, when Biggie comes on, you have to acknowledge.
Of course. You know you do, but I was trying to be nice.
I lack professionalism. Look,
stop it, go ahead.
So, I find the whole situation is disgusting. If you want to ask me, like, it's because it's a systematic thing. Right? Like, it's really, it's like, okay, so we're systematically creating a divide, creating a split between the classes. Like we know the cost of living is rising, and we know people's incomes are low. We know it's been hard for people to make extra money, mm-hmm. so let's make everything more expensive. All right, good. That's how you help with people.
Pretty much. All right, so we're going to touch on, I guess, two more, and then after we are going to go into goals and affirmations. So as of, it's funny you're playing Biggie because yesterday was Tupac's birthday. Mm. But anyways, as of yesterday, Ontario's borders opened back up. Mm. So that's just the headline. How y'all feeling about that?
I can't wait to see my family because they're in Mississauga.
I don't understand what you mean. I just crossed and they still pulled me over like, hey,
really?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, and I'm like, yeah.
As of yesterday?
No, it was literally yesterday.
Like yesterday, love.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
And
this morning I woke up, last night before I went to sleep.
Exactly what
I drove from Toronto, Montreal to Toronto, Toronto to Montreal.
And they still hemmed you up.
At 12:01 a.m. on June 16th, Ontario borders restrictions between Manitoba and Quebec were officially lifted.
Okay. Listen, I'm just going to say it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. But you know what? I didn't really touch on the whole gas situation. I just wanted to I just want to say to the people that are listening, if you have a business, a small business, if you're just starting up a business, know that your prices have to go up too.
Amen.
If you're you're a sex worker, the prices have to go up too.
Talk about it.
The prices, inflation goes up on everything. So just understand that's what time it is. So we need to act accordingly. And we won't feel the brunt of the government doing those things if we also acted accordingly and pretty much spiked our prices also. So that's what we got to do. We have to raise our price on things also.
We won't feel it.
And the salaries.
Stop overworking people. All right. Next, Juneteenth is now a national holiday.
Woohoo!
National? Yeah. In the States.
In the U.S., yeah. A national holiday.
Not for us.
Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is, like, you know, yeah, Juneteenth is a national holiday, but all these big companies like Walmart and Target are going to start selling Juneteenth apparel.
Oh, like they do with Kwanzaa.
Right? So I'm just like, because all them black-owned businesses, get on it. And another, we're going to end on a black excellence. Issa Rae casted as Spider-Woman. She will be doing the voiceover. And I think that is dope because she started from the bottom. Now she's here. Yo. So how do you guys feel about that one?
Yeah. And they just finished filming Insecure.
That's right. They sure did.
And I was watching whatever they were posting. It was so emotional.
It was so emotional.
I'm really happy for Issa. I'm really happy for Issa as a dark-skinned woman. A woman who, fought for her place to have her main character of her own show.
Right.
I didn't understand you had to fight for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then casted other dark-skinned actors. Mm-hmm. And I love her through and through. Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing it for the culture.
Amen. Kaya P.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
I watched her on the master classes. And so I was just like,
okay, you watch them?
Of course.
How are they?
Sick.
Yeah.
I'm for the culture, so. I'm sitting over here. I'm in a little ball, but I'm telling you. Anyways, we winning, y'all.
Hey, that's what's up now. All right, so we're going to get into Gina's goals and affirmations.
Come over. sure you're right. I'm into you, we in the mood, baby, let's vibe. When you're moving your waistline, I take time, oh. Go, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're awesome, anything you need, don't go give up. I'm there for you when you're in trouble. Tell me what you want, I'ma go awesome. Go awesome, ah. Come and save me, take your heart of safety. The other girl don't face me, I want you to be my baby.
I need you, come on.
That was Safety 2020 by Gashy, Chris Brown, Afro B, and DJ Snake. So this week's affirmation is, I can't, is it me? Maybe my mic's a little low, but I'm not hearing myself. Okay, there we go. This week's affirmation is, oh, a little lower, please. Slightly? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and wrong knob. I'm like, yo, it is down. No, it wasn't down. Sorry, guys.
So I experience joy in everything I do.
Ooh, I like it.
Yes. So when you're doing the things that you love, you never work a day in your life is what they say, right?
That's what they say.
And so if you're doing things and you're really not enjoying, I'm not saying like everything you do part of work is something that you love, but if the grand scheme of things it makes you joyous, then you're in the right direction. If it doesn't, it's time to look into that and maybe pivot. You might want to pivot.
Okay.
So this week's goal is two part. One is play a childhood game. Is there a childhood game that you guys really enjoyed playing that you wouldn't mind playing as an adult?
Hopscotch.
Because there's one right in Angry Old Mall. There's right and one in the Gap, right in the middle of the store. So I do it every time. Go in there. Every time I go in there, I do it.
You, Kaya? Any childhood game that you'd like to play again as an adult?
No, I wasn't really able to play many games as a child. I think I told y'all that on the show before. So I think I'd like to revisit all of the childhood games. I'd like to play a good game of Crazy Eights with all the real rules and stuff.
Right.
Those things are important. Snakes and Ladders.
Yes.
I would and some of the games that I never learned how to play I always felt like, oh God, how do kids play this? This is difficult.
Right.
But yeah. I'd like to revisit it all.
I like
actually,
that.
Actually, it's fun.
It's
fun watching my children play like Crazy Eights and bring back all these games. It's pretty, that's pretty ill. I think my favorite was Kick the Bottle. It was a game we used to play in Pinecore. I'm not sure if it's a real game. We made it up.
Okay.
But big shout out to my boy Sheldon in Pinecore when we grew up. And it was a game where we would put, like, we had like a old like two liter bottle of soda, empty one. We put some rocks in it so it doesn't fly away. Put it at the end of the driveway. And the game, so you have somebody kind of guarding the bottle, but that person also has to tag people. And when you get tagged, you're kind of in the jail. But people, the whole objective is for people to kind of run around and kick the bottle. So as soon as you kick the bottle, then everyone's free. You know, so it's like, we used to run. It was an awesome game anyway.
My childhood game is hide and seek. Keep in mind, like, the fact that I'm an uncle to so many kids.
Right.
So now what I do is I play hide and seek, and I basically let them hide, and they babysit them.
Smart. That's intelligent.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Intelligent.
Go hide.
Good. Oh, I didn't find you guys. You're so good.
Oh, my God. You're so great at this. Meanwhile, you took a full nap and things.
Talk about a confidence builder. The kids are probably like, yeah, we're dope.
Like, yeah, it's so cool. Can't find us.
We're the best.
The whole time.
I love it. Y'all said bring back Crazy Eights. Like, I don't play that today.
Right?
But for me, Battle Paul was my joint in the schoolyard. But I'm Prey and Predator.
God, Jenna just brought the back. Yeah. The good.
Yeah. Love that.
No, we're gonna do an adult Prey and Predator one of these days.
We shall.
Our knees might not let us be great.
Right.
But
that's okay. That's okay.
We're good with that. And so my other two part was just off of going through certain things this week. Let's start breaking generational curses, please.
Amen. Talk about it.
You know, colorism, affection to your children.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know we have a really hard time with that in the community. Let's go ahead and break some of these generational curses.
Right. I like that.
So to end my segment.
Stop. Stop it.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got a couple of dad jokes.
I am very happy.
Brought to you by Fit Dad CEO on Instagram.
Hey, hey, hey.
So, guys, do you know the name? Do you know the name they first gave the cow ever knighted?
Sirloin.
Sirloin.
Oh, my gosh. What? Anyways, that's why I hate you guys.
Yeah, Sirloin.
Carol, I'm with you on this one. I'm not even going to say nothing, my brother.
I just knew. It makes sense, sir. Cow beef.
Sirloin. And the next one. What's the opposite of lady fingers?
Man hands?
Mentos.
Mentos.
Anyways, where's my drop?
Mentos, wow.
They're not only the breath
Why
freshener.
Why do I know these things? No,
these are fast people jokes. This is not for the slow or the marijuana impaired. This is
fingers,
like boom.
Mentos, no?
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Yes, everybody, this is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and business needs. For those who do not know, this is the Business Zone, where we just bring you that melanated excellence.
Your music was loud, son.
Is it?
I could barely hear you.
Oh. And you're only telling me this after the fact?
Well, you know.
I say the same thing.
You got to do it to yourself sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, but John and myself, it's all good in the hood. I'm not mad at it. Did I close out my background music completely?
Probably.
Pharaoh.
On so that note, today we have on our Locals Helping Locals segment of the next few weeks, we have the joy of having Mr. Sean Fredericks of Frederick Movers. Hello. Sean, you here?
Sean, you hearing us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
Oh, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So, Sean, in the Locals Helping Locals, we had the OFC that's been working with 20 businesses, and we'd love to give those 20 businesses some time to shine and kind of speak to the people and let them know what they do. So, do you want to introduce yourself?
John?
Can you guys hear me? Because I
now we do.
Oh yeah, okay.
There we go.
Wait, are you not hearing us?
I didn't. I heard her, but she kind of faded off at the end.
Right. So I was just inviting you to introduce yourself to the people.
Hi everyone. My name's Sean Frederick. Thanks for having me. I'm the chief officer of Frederick Movers. And we've been doing it for, I think, 10 years now.
10 years of entrepreneurship. What got you into that?
Well, I bought an Econoline van 10 years ago just to kind of be able to move my stuff around when I needed to. And it blossomed into a moving company. Me and my brother started it. We did it together. And now I have a warehouse. As a result, we have a warehouse. As a result,
you know, I think you're only. He's totally downplaying. He has a warehouse, multiple trucks, all kind of people doing work all across the city. Like he's hiring youth. Now I have a warehouse. Sean, please.
Yeah, I was like, and like I was already in awe from the fact that you decided 10 years ago. Let me buy a truck.
Right.
Most people still renting from you know
U-Haul.
U-Haul. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, get into
truth,
it.
The truth is that I had broken up with a lady friend of mine, and the truck that I rented, it's weird because it was only like $130 at the time for the rental, but I didn't enjoy paying the $130.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if I had my own, so I'm pretty sure this is not the last girl I'm going to break up with.
Sorry, I guess I shouldn't be laughing, but it was you're absolutely right though. You're absolutely right.
Yep, same. So I just feel like, if I had my own truck, then it wouldn't cost me anything, and I should be able to make some type of money moving other people. So that's the truth why I really bought my own Econoline van, because I was, even when I moved in with the girl, I was taking stuff in my car, like on the low.
Right.
You know, my mom didn't even know that I was moving out. Like, I was just taking my stuff piece by piece. Right. And I was just like, man, if I had my own truck, then I would be able to do it in one shot. And it also made me realize that there could be a business opportunity out of this, because at the time, I was on my face. I was broke. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have the money that I wanted to have. So that's why I guess the 130 at the time seemed like a lot of money, mm-hmm. because I didn't want to spend it.
Yeah, no. And I have to, I want to give you also just a like a personal shout out. Just I've watched the come up, but I have to let people know, like, Frederick Movers, Sean and Frederick Movers have been bona fide OFC members from the jump. Like, I'm talking 10 years. Like, yes. they joined the OFC when we were in the back of the gym, Brandon's gym there in Ville Saint-Laurent. Like, I remember him coming in and we're talking about what they're doing. Like, so I definitely, like, just watching your growth and just seeing what you're doing, because beyond just the moving, like, just the impact that you're having within the community and creating these opportunities for youth, like, my hats go off to you big time, brother. And I want the community just to, again, just continue to support what you guys are doing, you know, like, and just continue to encourage you. Anytime people are thinking moving, you got to be thinking Frederick Movers.
Thank you so much, Farrell. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
And if I'm not mistaken, like, I mean, you were a barber too. You were cutting hair. Are you still cutting hair?
I still cut hair. I do.
Okay, Mr. Entrepreneur. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you guys have a big date coming on. Usually, July 1st is Movers Day, isn't it?
Everyone thinks that July 1st is Movers Day, but the real day is July 30th.
Mm.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Like, a lot of people don't know that, because you have to be out by July 1st. Everyone thinks, like, the month of July is the busy month. No, everyone's doing the hustle and bustle to be ready for July 1st. So everyone's moving by July 1st. So when people know that they have to move, it's the headache is, can you move out early? Because you have to be out. Your lease is up.
Okay. Oh, so you mean June 30th? Up.
Yeah.
So
June, my bad. Sorry. Okay, June 30th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so everyone's lease is up on the 30th, mm-hmm. because new people's lease starts July 1st. True. That's why everyone thinks that they're moving, but you really, like, have to get out by July 30th. June 30th, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole month of June is where I try to get all my moves done. I try to tell everyone, you know, like, can you do it before? Can you do it on the 26th? Can you do it on the 28th? Because the 1st of July is, like, it is booked, don't get me wrong. I have, I think, 3 jobs now already on the 1st for the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have 3 jobs on the 30th of June, and 3 jobs on the 29th, and 4 jobs on the 28th kind of thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, when I'm waiting for my new build to come out in 2022. I'll be calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even worry about it. And it won't be in June, because I own it, so it'll be whenever I want.
Yeah, talk about it.
I got you on that.
Good for you. That's perfect.
So when we're discussing locals helping locals, the local helping locals campaign, why is that important to the community for us to work together? What does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, I think it's exciting to be a part of the locals helping locals, because it's important. We are we're a small business. We're a growing business, you know, and I need support. I know that I need support. I know that I need help. I know that I need the community. I need the community's support. So it just means that I'm also here to help the community, because as I know that I need help, I know other businesses need help as well.
Mm.
You know, so it's kind of helping hands, helping each other.
Mm.
So as you become part of the community, it just only feels right to help out members that are not struggling but need help, just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so it's a no-brainer. I think it's a beautiful initiative, and like, as you see, like, for me mentally, I'm carrying an idea for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to carry an idea for 10 years and keep it going, and like, people like, my brother doesn't do the moving with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. but the funny thing is that he's followed his passion, and now he's a bike mechanic.
Beautiful.
You know, doing exactly what he loves. So it's kind of like when you're here and you're doing your thing, just like the OFC. Like, OFC, I've been supporting the OFC since day one as well, mm-hmm. because it's, like, a great idea. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you have a great idea and I can help you, it's like, that's also a motivation for me to keep going, because I see Farrell still going. Mm. It's like, I see the Montreal Community Cares mm-hmm. with Denberg Reed.
Yeah.
I started at the same time, just a little bit after he started High Point Athletics, that turned into the Red Rush, mm-hmm. that turned into the Montreal Community Cares Foundation Awards Gala.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so me as a little fish with the big fish, I'm just trying to swim with the big fish and try to keep up. You know, so that's what I think the locals helping locals really means. It's just all of us hustling day in and day out to keep our reputation intact.
Wow.
You know, so amazing. I think that's pretty cool.
That's huge, Sean. It's exceptional, and thank you for that. That's huge, and that's exactly what it's about. So very, very well said. I want to let the community know. Basically, we definitely, like, look out for the posters. You can check us. When you see the posters anywhere, just pop into the locations. You could go onto the OFC community site where you could see all the different designs and stuff that are created. But I want to highlight your location, Sean, because Gina was mentioning, your entrepreneurial spirit, but the idea of having a one-stop shop. And I remember this is something we spoke about years ago. And to see it in real life now, where you have a location where you have the warehouse where you could store stuff, but then on the front part you have a gym where you could come in, you could train, and between the gym and the warehouse there's a barbershop. Like, so you literally could come and do everything you need. You could come and train before you leave, just get a quick lineup and call it a day. Like, I think it's exceptional what you have set up. And definitely I want to encourage the people to come check you out. So if you want to just plug the address and plug how people could get in contact with you, and yeah, let's just make it happen, because we're here for it.
My pleasure. Well, it's 154 Promenade Ronald in Ville Saint-Pierre. And really what the location is, it's our headquarters. We're actively trying to find a name.
Mm-hmm.
But a quick story. I when the St. Vincent and Grenadines, the eruption happened, the volcano that happened like a month ago. I think it was over a month ago. Mm-hmm. I did a move for the St. Vincent and Grenadines Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was part of I know everyone knows Tiffany Callender from the Côte d'Ivoire Black Community Association.
Yep.
And we did the Pitch the Dream contest, I think it was probably 10 years ago, where I had this idea in my head and I had no money.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to have a barbershop and like just a shop, essentially, where, you know, our community could grow and blossom and flourish as one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the idea, that was like the dream. And I